in a world.
My God, it's us again.
The Chris and Alexei show.
In a world, brother.
In a world.
We've been getting some great feedback on the show.
I hear it, man. I love seeing you tell me about all the people that are listening and the YouTube videos now and everything.
They get to see our pretty faces.
It's so much pretty.
How do you like seeing yourself on camera?
I used to hate it. I don't mind it anymore because it just happens all the time. I think COVID, if you were in a company where you needed to get on Zooms and WebExes and Teams meetings, I think COVID kind of killed anybody's fear of being on camera. Well, maybe not everybody's.
Not everybody.
No, that's right? True. Yeah.
It's a lot of people who don't turn on their cameras.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on non-camera facing people?
They bug me because it's like the whole point of this is to be, you know, like replacing the fact that you would be in an office where I could see you. So turn on your, if you want to stay at home and you want to, you know, have a leg to stand on over, like, look, I'm just as available, then turn on your camera.
Because yeah.
Everybody would be seeing you if you're in the office anyway.
Yeah. I think some people, they're not making their faces up. Right. I don't disagree with you, but I think what's occurred now is more people are working at home.
Mm-hmm.
And studies have shown that women tend to be more stressed out because this whole act of seeing yourself continuously tends to stress women out more. And then they are a little more concerned about how they look.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, real studies have shown that you know, they get stressed out. So the whole deal was like, hey, cut the camera off if it's stressing you.
Right.
But I think that was early on.
Yeah.
Because COVID, it was like, we're all stressed. We're at the crib. You maybe have a 10-year-old who's online in the other room.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and you're like, I can't deal with this. I'm here. I'm present. But my hair isn't done. I don't have any makeup on.
Right.
But now we're kind of past that.
I agree.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I get like people don't like the sound of their voice. Like I understand that. That's mm-hmm. different because you can't really, the way you hear you and the way other people hear you is two different things just because of physics and how sound moves through stuff. Like that I get. Like I have slowly gotten to where I'm like, yeah, that's my voice. Okay. But
we're here. Get used to it.
Get used to it.
Get used to your voice. Yeah, it's funny because also when you're speaking, sometimes you might be looking for a word.
Right.
And you think it's taking 10 years. Your pause is 10 years.
Yes.
But it's only a couple of seconds. And nobody's like, are you losing it?
I do. That's exactly. I have this thing where, like, when I'm in a scenario, this applies to a whole bunch of different things, whether it's a fight or flight scenario or, you know, like bad things are happening. But, like, time for me slows way down. Mm-hmm. And so I think I'm talking really slow. But no.
In fact, I'm not.
I'm talking a billion miles an hour.
It's super fast. And people are like, I can't understand that gibberish.
What is he saying?
Yeah, that's funny you talk about the camera, though, because now I feel like people need the connection.
Yeah.
Again, I don't force it on people.
Right.
Because a lot of people now, when I have meetings with different people, they're like, oh, we forgot you're a camera on guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just seeing a lot of people don't turn on the camera.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that turning on the camera is what got me through the pandemic.
Same.
Because it was like, hey, you, we're live. How are you doing?
Right.
You know, I almost can touch it, feel you. Let's all order snacks and have snacks at the same time. So it was like we were in a meeting.
Yeah, it has it did. I didn't realize how much it would bridge a gap for me either, but I've gotten to where this feels so like I'm sure there's a lot of my brain is filling in the gaps, but this feels almost as good as being in the room, right? I mean, it's yes, a little different, but at the same time, I'm so important to what things that are important to me is picking up on vibes or intonations or facial expressions like, oh, wait, he didn't like that. Okay, let me back off a little bit.
It's
Or,
so
oh, they're digging
important.
this. Let's keep pushing, push,
It's
push.
so important. You're like, are you tracking with that? 'Cause your
Right.
face looks like it doesn't. So
Exactly.
it's helpful to see because
Yeah.
you can almost feel it through voice, 'cause sometimes you
Yeah.
can just hear a pregnant pause and someone's not saying anything, but it's so much easier when you see somebody. So I feel like it's time to turn the camera back on.
Should never have
For
been off. We're ready. Let's do it.
yeah, I'm saying to the people out there, turn your cameras back on and get connected, because I think it adds to the communication.
Yeah. Especially now that, companies are, multi-geographic, or maybe you're still working from home, or maybe, your counterparts are in a different country or a different state or a different city. I mean, it's so important to integration and to keep that connectivity alive.
Yeah, I can see if you're like on the I was gonna say on the airplane, but if you're waiting, if you're in if you're doing Teams from 20,000 feet, no, if you're traveling, because sometimes you're on the go. That's something else I want to ask you. It
Yeah.
seems like it's probably easier for people not to put on camera, because then there's not a stable location that you can connect them with. And I can understand. And so it can almost be perceived as a defense mechanism. Hey, hear me out. If I never turn on my camera, then you never know where I'm at,
True.
which is absolutely fine. Because to me, and this is just me, if I'm traveling and I'm not on camera, I'll say, hey, I'm not on camera because I'm mobile right now. Not I'm in the grocery store parking lot, which I could be,
Yeah.
right? And
No, I understand that.
you know what I mean? And so I think for some people it's kind of a whoopee. It's a safety net, because you can't see me, you can hear me. And being mobile, I think that that's fine. I don't think you have to be in your home office all the time.
I don't either. I mean, we travel quite a bit, and and that ebbs and flows. Sometimes we travel in way too much. Sometimes we're like, hey man, get me back on the road. But we're used to just being like, hey, I grabbed the conference room, I grabbed the booth, I grabbed an airport lounge. So that's normal for us. But I can totally see, if you're a somebody who's like, ooh, I don't want them to think I'm not paying attention or I'm not sitting at my desk. It's like, I understand.
If you're on the call, great.
Right.
Super. And working mobile is going to call for that sometimes,
Right.
right? You might have a teeth cleaning that it's going to take you away from your home office, but the call you're going to get on is just before the teeth cleaning. So maybe you have to take the call in the lobby of your dentist or in the car. Superb.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
I have no problems with that. I don't. I actually heard, this is stupid. This is so stupid.
I like stupid stuff.
I read
Tell
a
me more.
post that there's a company that had a strict no pet policy, like no pets in the office. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I understand. I know a ton of companies that's like for
In the
regulations and
office,
whatever.
like
Yeah.
don't bring your dog to
You can't
work.
bring your dog to work.
Okay.
Understandable, right? Yeah,
Sweet.
totally get it. This person had recently renegotiated his contract so that he was 100% remote, had no desk at the office, etc. They had to warn him and then let him go because his dog kept on going on camera at home. I'm like, but wait, but I don't know. This is stupid.
They let him go
They let him go because
because
he had,
Pepper kept getting in there.
because Pepper kept getting in the
Well,
camera.
and to some people, their pets are their children.
Oh, yeah.
So I respect that. And I respect the fact I have a dog, and sometimes, somebody decides to ring the doorbell for a package, which I have a note on the door.
Do
If
not.
you don't if you don't need it, don't ring the doorbell, because I'm working, and then my dog think he thinks he's 300 pounds. He's all of 10 pounds, but he's like, hey, it's an alarm at the gate.
Right.
So I respect the fact that sometimes you're gonna catch a dog barking on a call. If you're at home, so what are we gonna do? You
Or a
might, I
baby
mean,
crying or
you
whatever.
might have a toddler run in the room. You
Yeah.
remember that video of that dude he
I
was
was gonna bring
doing?
it up.
He was on national TV, and the baby came in like, what up?
And then the nanny comes running in. No.
Oh, she and then she falls when she's in there. And it's like, then the other one comes in like, yo, what's going on in here?
And old boy didn't miss a beat.
He ain't miss a beat. And then the other dude was cracking up, so
But
that was
they lauded
hilarious.
that guy like, hey, good on you for being in touch and not freaking out.
It's what it is, you know what I mean? But then there are some people that are like, ooh, look at Pepper.
Right. I would
Look
never do
at
that.
Pepper. Look at my Pepper. And so you got to watch out for them, because it's one deal to do that. And then I've seen some other people, and it's almost like it's therapy for them. So I can see it. So that could be it too. It's like, this was a stressful meeting. Now I'm hugging my lab. I rubbing my lab. I'm calming down.
My emotional support pup.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. But not every time. I've seen people in trainings, and they're just letting their cat like walk across the desk.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm like, pick the cat up and put it down. I get it, but chill out with that.
What do you think about cats? Would you ever own a cat?
I was it. And that's funny too, because nobody had a cat in my family, and they were just like, what is wrong with you? I got a cat. I got a cat. My roommate brought a cat home, in college, right? Endo.
Oh, yeah.
And
Endo Kush.
Endo, Endo. Yeah, that was Endo's name, and Endo was just great. And then I moved to the fraternity house, and then Endo's name turned to Witty. And all of a sudden, because it was an open door policy in there, Witty started getting out. Witty had kittens. Yeah. And so then a bunch of my friends had those kittens.
That's funny.
Yeah, cats are cool to me because you can't really understand them, and you really got to be in touch with yourself and with them to really
True.
communicate to communicate with them.
That's true.
And I think a lot of people don't like cats because of that, because it's not, they're not gonna do like your dog does. They're like, hey man, what you talking about? And it's kind of the same way, because you can't leave a dog at home by itself like that.
Not like a cat, no.
No, your dog will go crazy and rip up the place. Cat will be like, what up? Like, I'm back. And you'll be like, where are you, Mittens? Where are you?
I'm
Where's
over
Mittens?
here. Leave me
Mittens
alone.
is like, man, I'm chilling under the bed. What's good? Yeah, I like them. And then we had a cat. Lisa got a cat from we had Chooch. Chooch lived to be about like 14, 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Chooch was a great cat.
Nice.
Like a super nice cat. But my family, again, they were like, why do you have a cat? And I'm
Yeah.
like, they're cool.
What's
And then
occurring here?
it was funny, my grandfather, you know, he's from the deep south, Mississippi. And
Mississippi.
he was suspicious. He's like, watch that cat around that baby now. You know, that cat'll smell that milk on that baby's mouth and get up on it.
Mother
And so,
that
yeah, and so I was like, yes, Big Daddy, I will.
Big, I love it.
I'll make sure the cat doesn't kill, you know. But people don't understand your relationship with your pets and the kids, you know, because you see that on TV a lot. You see people with big dogs around little babies, and at first you're like, and then it's like that dog knows that family, and you know. But I guess there were stories of cats, you know, cats wanting to get in the crib with babies and stuff like that, and sit on babies.
Yeah,
So
I've heard of it, but I don't know if I've ever known of it.
yeah. But you know, my grandfather was super suspicious, but my whole family looked at us sideways. But what I will tell you is most of the people who came to visit us who didn't like cats, and some who still don't, they'll be like, I like that cat.
Chooch was cool.
Chooch was cool, man. Chooch, what about you? You don't look like a cat, dude.
I don't love cats. I have
Cat, PETA's on you now.
kept, I know,
PETA's
right?
gonna be like, excuse me.
What's that sound? No, they're here.
They're here. They're here. They're kicking down your door.
I'm gonna be back in a sec. Yeah, so it's funny because I've been around cats a lot, and I was just kind of like, there's really cool cats, and then there's just asshole cats. Like you just hate everything. Like you just want to tear stuff up, and you're gonna do whatever you want. And I think I've been around too many of those kind of cats. So it's not that I dislike cats. I'm just like, I don't see the point,
Yeah, you don't you've been around bad mannered cats.
Right, for sure. We've got so my this is a funny story. Our youngest son, when he was six, he had been saving up a bunch of money for I think he wanted to get a new Xbox or something. So he had a chunk of change. He had like over $100, like $150 or something. And they were adopting cats at the pet food store. We were going to get, I think, dog food. And he's like, "Mom, I want a cat." And we're like,
No.
"Well," and we were just kind of like, "No, that we don't have money for that right now." And he's like, "Well, I have money." He's like, "Shit, he does." But wait, but you wanted to you've been saving that up for whatever it is that
You
you've been
want to play
saving,
Halo.
right? And he's just like, "No, I want a cat." And we're just like, "Oh." So Sarah's like, "Fine. He can get the cat." That was 15 and a half, almost 16 years ago. We still have JoJo. That's
But you know
JoJo.
what? You know what, bro? I totally forgot about JoJo, and you never show any JoJo pictures. So
Because,
you are still discriminating against JoJo.
well, there was a long time where
I
JoJo,
see.
yeah, go
No, go ahead. I see a lot of pictures of them dogs. I don't see you got JoJo under the stairs like Harry Potter.
We're the ones under the stairs. So in our current situation, so it's always been like, we've had four dogs in some variation for a while. I don't know. It's like we won't go over four, but we go less, and then it's like, oh, let's get another one. Okay, I don't know. We're crazy people, but so it's always kind of been, we've always had a two-story house, and so JoJo usually has the upstairs, and then the
The
dogs
upstairs.
are downstairs.
Now, how are they together? Are they do they communicate,
Oh
or
yeah,
what's
sure.
the deal?
Well, what's funny is, so our Jojo, and we had a Yorkie for a while. Jojo was kind of Jojo kind of raised Teddy. So for the longest time, Teddy thought he was a cat. He was, and Kenzie, who is the, we still have Kenzie. She's, I think she's almost 14, 13, 14. Same thing with Kenzie, but Kenzie's like a big, like lab sized dog. She's a border collie, red, or sorry, blue heeler. And so she's, she's not a little dog. She's not a big dog either. But she likes to sleep on the top of the couch, right? Like on the back of the couch. And so she think we call her Kenzie Cat. And so it was kind of funny how having a cat shaped them. And they would play and wrestle and they loved each other. But then they had some time apart and where it was like, okay, the cat's upstairs, the dog, we got tired of having the dogs upstairs for a while. And so they're very protective of Sarah. The dogs are very protective of Sarah to a point where the boys will come downstairs and wherever we've been. And if the dogs are around Sarah, then it's like, it's like, that's you. You've known these people your whole life. Why are you barking at Cameron or Ethan? And so that has caused a little bit of things. If they come together of their own accord, they get along fine. There's no chasing or craziness. They get along great. But in certain scenarios, JoJo's like, "Hey, what's going on, guys?" And they're like, "Ah." And then JoJo's like,
Does the cat go outside?
"No, no, no, not by choice."
Smart. I mean, smart. Yeah. A smart dog.
Yeah, especially
That's
where we
when they
live
get
now.
wild. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Won't come back or come back and
If JoJo got outside here, I don't think we would ever see her again.
Yeah, no doubt.
We see signs on the posts by the stop sign, and we're like, oh, that cat's a treat right now. That's a snack.
Yeah, some coyote or something got it.
Coyote, bobcat, bear. I don't know. We got too much wildlife up here for that.
Yeah, that's funny. We got a friend that's now turning into a cat person.
Yeah.
Yeah. That used to be a big dog person. It was like it's an interesting story. Has a beautiful dog and is all about their dog. And then all of a sudden, sends me a picture of this cat just kind of roaming around the yard.
Yeah.
And then, you're like, oh, okay. Cat keeps coming back. And it's so interesting how animals see and feel energy.
Oh, yeah.
That's one thing about Chooch. She was great. And then I think she hissed at like two people. One was a cable dude. And it was just like, okay,
There's something wrong with that guy.
get this dude the hell out of here.
Yeah.
And so they'll tell you, your pets will tell you a lot. But long story short, this cat keeps coming around. And our friend's dog is like chilling with the cat, like, being a good boy.
Yep.
And now Fran starts leaving a little bit of food out for the cat.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, cat comes back with her kittens.
Oh yeah. She was
Kittens of
like,
the
"Who am I gonna let take me in? You seem
Yeah,
pretty cool.
you seem cool. I peep the vibes here.
I can mess with you.
I
I'll bring
peep
my
the
kittens
vibes
in."
here. Oh, I see you got a little Buddha in the corner. I smell, what is that sage I smell you burning out here at your coffee?
Oh yeah.
So now, our friend, who is an elite dog person, is now a cat mom.
Cat mom.
Cat mom. And
That's
that'll
funny.
happen. And, I've got relatives that they feed cats. And so these, I mean, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth generations of cats are coming to one of my aunt's homes.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for strays. They
Yeah.
choose. That's, I mean, there are definitely a lot. I like the scenarios where the animal chooses you instead of the other way around. I how I feel. All of our dogs are either adopted or strays, and we don't. I
Just
don't
don't
believe
just
in.
don't Just don't shame us to go out and spend a couple racks on a dog, okay? That's all I'm saying. Don't shame people who are not dog and pet whisperers like that, right? Because everybody can't deal with a scared dog who's biting you. Some people need it. Some people need it the easy way. Oh, he's a pup and we got him. And people like you can take in a 2-year-old dog who's possibly been abused and needs to now relearn how to love and relearn how to trust. I just think some of that stuff is natural for people. Like, that's natural for you.
I feel you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So stop shaming people who spend three racks on a golden doodle.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that funny? It's all good stuff, but then we find a way to be like, I'm gonna put my nose up to you. You paid for that dog.
It's just tough for that for I agree with you. It's just tough for me because I'm like, but there's so many dogs that are sitting in a cage that, that or worse.
Right? That's like me. I won't even buy a used book. When I was getting my MBA, they were like, "Oh, you can get this book. It's been used." Or, yeah, I mean, like, it was like, "Oh, this
Oh,
one's 35. This one's 110. It's new." I'd be like, "I need the new one.
no. 110. Thank you.
I don't know who's been touching that book."
Can you wipe the cover first,
Yeah,
please?
exactly. Does that come with sanitary wipes?
Yeah, I love a good used deal, man. I will beat I I love like scratch and dent or open box or return stuff. Like people freak out. They're like, "Where'd you get that? That's cool." I was like, I like to brag about how cheap I got stuff. I know people who will brag about like, "This was $72,000."
Yeah, but you just said your favorite store was Gucci.
Yeah, wow, exactly.
That's what are we doing
I
here?
got
We doing
dynamic taste, man.
we doing you doing Facebook Marketplace or you doing Gucci? Which one is it?
All of
You
the
like,
above.
maybe I can find that on Facebook.
Dude, if I found a Gucci belt at the thrift store, oh, that would be the best day ever.
Well, you got to come here. In Florida, the Goodwill, they have all of that
I
stuff
know.
here. Gucci, Fendi,
Yeah.
Prada, Louis.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I like a good deal. I'll tell you where. It's at Home Depot. And
Okay.
I'll give you a good I'll give you I'll give everybody a little pro tip here. Anybody at Home Depot has the right to discount you. They
As
got
I
the
used to work
right.
at Home Depot, so I can
Yeah,
hear
so
that.
if you are going to get I don't know, a box of firewood and it's all busted up, you can be like, "Hey, this is busted up, but I still want it. Can you take some money off of this?" They'll be like,
Yes.
Anything that's halfway old or dusty, or especially if it's the last one.
Especially.
So I do that all the time. I try and go look for the one that's like, it's a little bit tattered.
Yep.
I can get some money off of this and it'll help me. So
Here's a
I
story.
like,
Go ahead.
go ahead, go ahead. I like a good Home Depot
Oh yeah.
deal.
Yeah.
What's
Yeah.
the story?
So REI has we love boys work at REI. I've been an REI member since 90, like 96.
Oh, a member, huh?
Yeah, co-op member.
Awesome.
And they had well, so during COVID, they used to have what they called the garage sale once a quarter. So it was all of their stuff that people would return. And so the joke is that REI stands for return every item. They've got like one of the best return policies in the US, kind of like Costco. I mean, it's get you know, anyway. So all of this stuff that they return, the vendor doesn't want, like, Vask that makes the boot. They're like, "Oh, we don't want those, just so they sell them." But they sell them. It's like, okay, you can't ever return this. This is a clearance price, but you can get like stuff stupid cheap. You can get like a $500 pair of boots for 60, $70, or you can get a kayak for nothing. And I have on many occasions. So let me back up. So now they used to do that once in a quarter, and it was all this competition, right? People would line up, and it would be an event. But then during COVID, they couldn't do that, right? So they actually decided to just have a section of the store where they would just put stuff. And now they have, at most REIs, I think, they have this garage sale section. And that's my favorite place to go. Like, ooh, what do they
You go
got?
over there.
What do they got? And
That's where all the misfit toys are at.
that's exactly right. I got a $500 tripod for $50 because the screws weren't tight. And the guy's like, hey, and the note, and they all have notes on the tags, right? Like why they came back. Customer states, legs were too loose. You know how
You
like a
like
tripod has
tighten it up.
tighten the screws. So I'm like, hey, I see you haven't had this. I think it was still 150. And I'm like, I don't want to spend 150 on this. And so I asked the manager, I'm like, hey, and it says when they got it too. It says when they, and I'm like, this has been sitting in this case for about 6 months, you know. And the guy's like, oh, sure. What, $50 sound fine? I'm like, that sounds great.
You like woohoo.
Cha-ching.
Yeah. Let
So,
me
yeah.
ask you this. You just said something. Do you ever take stuff back that you bought for yourself?
Sure. Very
Like
rare.
what? Like what? Like what have you taken back?
Stuff
And the
that
reason
doesn't fit.
fit.
Yeah. But I for the most part, like I don't I this is a, it's a, Sarah will just buy something and be like, I don't know if it's gonna fit or not. She won't try it on. She's like, I'm just gonna take it home. And I'm like, try it on. Like I will try something on. I will open the package. I will test it out in the store. So I 99% of the time, if I'm getting something, I know it's going to work, and then I don't return it. I don't need to return it. But on those off scenarios, right? It's like, hey, this broke, or hey, this, you know, we bought a stove off of Amazon, like a heater, and it wasn't working. So
I
I
feel
took it
like a
back.
lot of the, I feel like a lot of the women that I know live with this trunk full of stuff
Yes.
that is to be taken back. And
Right.
it's the craziest thing to me. If I go buy a shirt and I'm like, I'm gonna try it on
Right.
and then I'm gonna take it and then I'm gonna wear it. But it's like my wife consistently has, I don't know, maybe $200, $300 worth of stuff. And it's almost like you buy this stuff to barter it.
Right.
And it's like, I got to take some stuff back to Nordstrom's. And I'm like, what? So you're sitting on this bank of stuff
Right.
to take back. And it's not just my wife, it's a lot of women that I
I know
know.
those people. I know those people.
And I'm just like, what? I don't have anything to take back. If I don't want it, I'll give it to Goodwill.
Yeah.
Or give it to someone. Do you want this? Blah, blah, blah. But to have a, like I said, a trunk full of stuff, and it's almost like again, you're bartering, or
Right.
it's like, yeah, this has value. Oh, I got stuff to take back to Nordstrom's. I got stuff back to take back to Marshall's.
Right.
It's
It's
this
cyclical.
nice, it's cyclical event of women taking stuff back. That
Yeah,
I it intrigues me.
it is very interesting.
Because if I get pants, again, I'm just like, if I buy them, then I want them.
Right.
How do you buy stuff? And then are like, I bought these shoes, and then be like, I'm gonna take them back.
No.
Why did you buy them?
Right.
Right? Or you get them back and you're like, ooh, but I have these shoes, but I need something red. So these shoes aren't as important to me. I'll take them back for the red shoes for the event I have to go to.
Right. It's like it's got value. It's like, ooh, I don't I'm not supposed to be spending any more money, but I already got
I
these and I
already
didn't
got
wear them.
these
I
and I
could
can
go
take them
get
back.
this.
That's funny because Nordstrom is one of these places you can take something back there years later.
The joke is that Nordstrom took back tires once and they've never sold tires.
They've never even sold them. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You were talking about how making a decision to take stuff back, and it made me really think about when do you upgrade your phone?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. In fact, so It's funny because we have like a routine in the house. We have for the longest time it was Sarah would get a new phone because I'm just like she hates spending money on herself. She's gotten a lot better at it, and that's cool. But and she will be like, she'll get something and she'll be like, "Oh, the boys need something. Let's just let them have it." I'm like, "No, they don't need the
No,
best, shiniest, brand newest."
that's the mother in her.
Right. And so, but I also know that she's like, like if I get something new, she's like, "Did you deserve that? Did you?" And I'm just like,
Checking you.
right. And she's like, "Is that really something that you needed?" And so, but for the longest time, for probably the last 6, 7, or 8 years, we've kind of had a process between the boys and I, because we all like the same size phone, right? We like the big phone with the Max, with the best cameras, like the flagship iPhone. And so the scenario has been, I get a new phone pretty much every year or every other year, and then one of the, and I take really good care of my stuff, so it's usually in almost new condition, and
So
then
you pass that on to someone.
I pass that down. So then one of the boys, every other scenario, it's like, "Okay, you got Ethan, you got my last phone. Cameron, this one's yours." And so I try to be mindful and be like, "Okay, I'm gonna get a phone that these guys would like." And so I was just about to get a new phone, even though I think I had the last one, so I don't need one. But then Sarah's like, "Well, I'll get one." She's always, she has a weird, she's got this negative, she could make a wristwatch stop working. She's got this magnetic
Some
aura
chi, yeah.
that electronics just disintegrate. Like they just like,
Yeah.
nope.
You
Like
told me that before, yeah.
she'll be on speakerphone and you can't hear her because something about her like makes things not work right. She's like, "I can't connect to the Wi-Fi." And I'm like, I'm connected fine.
I'm right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so, and she also, she's 5'4", so she doesn't love big phones. So she had been using my old phone, and so it kind of messed up the routine. And so I'm like, "Why don't we just get you this new spot size phone that you like?" So that's our thing, is at least every 2 years I'll get a new phone and then give that phone to one of the boys, so they usually
Yeah.
have a 2 or 3 year old phone.
I used to be like, Apple's just trying to get you.
Yeah.
But now I get it. They'll start tearing that old phone you got down. They're like, it's not, we're not going to make it easy for you.
Right.
So to me, I'm just like, get the new one. Not every year, but every other year. Like get it. Just go get the phone because. And now it's always interesting when you got the war between Samsung and Apple is just out of freaking control.
It's nuts.
I've seen some stuff with the group text now. That's insane because now you can have a group text with some Samsung people and you can finally name it.
You can name it. You can see that they're typing. You can see the thumbs up where they belong.
And but man, the integration and the war between them is just crazy because there's some things I'm like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
I've
Or the
had some
moon
gr
thing. Did you hear about the moon thing?
oh they like faked
Yeah, the galaxies would
the
do a fake. They
galaxy.
still do it, actually, but people are kind of wise to it now. And my two friends are big galaxy persons. They said that the only reason they figured it out is because they took a picture of their TV with a moon,
And it did the same
and it was a
thing.
better picture than it was on the TV. And my guy's like, "That's not possible."
That's super shady. And it just shows the fight. I've had a couple that you'd be like, okay, we're gonna name this text, and then somebody else replies, and then it's like
And a whole
it's
different text.
a whole different text. And then people are like, well, which one? And this, and I'm just like, oh no. Stop it, Apple. Stop it, Samsung.
Totally.
Bring BlackBerry back.
I always had a thing back when I worked at the Apple store. I had this thing, people are like, "Well, you love Apple, so obviously you're going to recommend Apple stuff to me." And I'm like, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa."
That's true though, bro.
I
You
love
do.
Apple, and I but I won't recommend Apple for everybody. And I used to have this analogy. especially with phones. And I think it was the perfect thing. But most people don't understand it now. It worked back in the day. I was like, okay, remember when we had people would come into me and they're like, should I get an Android phone or should I get an iPhone? I'm like, okay. Remember back when we had VCRs? And they're like, yeah. Remember when you had to program a TV show so you because you wanted to record Matlock in at 7 p.m. on Wednesday? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, was that easy for you or was that like a nightmare? And they would be like, oh, that was a nightmare. I was like, yeah, you should get an iPhone. They're like, oh no, that was great. I was really good, everybody. I was like, you should get an Android.
No, that's pretty good though.
And so it was like, if
No.
and I'll tell this to our listeners too. Like, if you're a person that likes to tinker and you want a billion options and you don't mind, maybe digging into settings and you want to customize the crap out of something, and absolutely, an Android phone is for you. If
That's interesting because most of my analytical friends have the controllers, they have Androids. That's
Yes.
so interesting. Wow. That's deep.
Right. It works.
It does. That is crazy. Yeah, we'll have to dive into that deep
I think we should.
because the difference between those phones are crazy to
Yeah.
me.
Yeah. There's a lot of similarities, but there's a lot of differences.
Yeah. Apple just makes it so easy. Oh, here's my music. Here's this.
Yeah.
Here's that. Oh, this is on my computer. We're here. We're there.
Yeah.
It's just too easy.
As somebody who has Apple everything, the ecosystem is any advantage, and there are plenty of advantages. Any advantage that I would gain from having a Samsung phone is easily outweighed by the fact that everything that I have, my AirPods that just bounce around to my laptop, to my iPad, to my phone, my TV shows that I can just push, it's just the ecosystem works together so much more seamlessly. So to me, it's like I understand and I fully recognize, like I'm stuck. Even if I wanted to change, it would be
Even if
silly too.
I can't change. It's too much. All
It's
my
too much.
music is there.
Right.
It's,
I'm too invested.
too invested. The Peloton is connected to the music. So that's what I like about that too. I'm listening to a song, I just click it and now it's there. And I can be like, ooh, what's that? Because I can remember having to take pictures. Like, what song is that? Now it's already in the queue.
Boop, add it to my playlist.
So.
It's like photography, right? Like people would be like, oh, I'm a Nikon guy and I've got all of the Nikon or Nikon, and I've got all these lenses. And it's the same thing. It's like you've got a $2,000 camera, but you probably have $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in lenses. You can't go change to Sony because you got to start over. You
You
don't
got to
those
start all
lenses aren't
over.
going to work on the Sonys, even though the Sony's like, wow, but look at what it can do. It's the same thing.
Awesome, bro.
Yeah, man.
Awesome. You ready?
I am ready-ish. I'm
Ish?
ready-ish.
You
I'm
quasi ready?
quasi ready. I have it here in a second. Okay, here we
This,
go.
you can get with this, or you
All
can
right,
get with
here's a
that.
good one.
Yeah.
Would you rather this or that? This or that? Would you rather have the ability to see 10 minutes into the future? Only 10 minutes, or would you have the rather have the ability to only see 3 hours in the future?
Wait a minute. So only see three minutes, 10 minutes.
I can tell
It.
ex I can see a 30-second window exactly what's going to happen in the next 10 minutes or in the next 3 hours.
I'm gonna go three.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 3 hours, bro. It's the lottery numbers, it's the soccer matches around the world, it's the stocks. It's yeah, I mean, it is. It's everything, and I'm gonna bet down on everything that happens there.
Although you maybe not, you might miss on that sidewalk crack that just tripped and you broke your teeth on.
I'm not leaving the office. I'm gonna look 3 hours, and I'm gonna be jotting stuff down, and
Watch out for that.
I'm putting wagers in, bro.
You gotta watch out for that Grim Reaper.
I'm staying away. I'm ducking the Reaper.
Yeah.
Flat out.
I like it. I like it, man.
Awesome, bro. Well, as always, man, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Greg.
Peace.
Peace.